In Greek mythology, what's known as the Gaia principle posits Earth is a self-regulating system with a positive feedback loop that somehow keeps things in homeostasis or balance.
We know that CO2 has been building up since the pre-industrial revolution.
Richard Thomas is professor of biology at West Virginia University.
There's been a 48% increase.
Thomas worked with Justin Mathias, a postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
The implications of this are extremely important because whether or not a tree takes up more carbon or forests are taking up more carbon globally will have very distinct consequences. And so you can have large cascading effects over ecosystems and large geographical areas.
This could cause weather issues that would look different around the world, but it's the net global effect that they're studying. And what they found is that as the planet's trees inhale, so to speak, more and more carbon from the air, those trees are growing larger and larger thanks to photosynthesis. And while that helps regulate climate to some degree,
the problem still exists that we're emitting fossil fuels and greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Had these trees not increased their photosynthetic rates and drawn down a little bit more of that CO2, it would be potentially warmer. It would contribute to a little bit more of the warming of our planet.
So how tall might these trees have to grow to keep sucking up more CO2? And how long can that system continue without riding off the rails?
Well, the real trade-off is in just how much land there is where we can actually grow forests.
Phil Radke teaches forest resource management at Virginia Tech. He wasn't involved directly in this study.
And, you know, the U.S. is a really good example of that. We are pretty much maxed out into how much land we can possibly dedicate to growing forests.
And he adds, it's that way in much of the world.
You know, we have a lot of people, and people need land for agriculture and for living and urban developments and such. So it's really not feasible that we can just take millions and millions and millions of acres and set them aside for growing trees. Most of the places where we're growing trees and forests now are the only places left where we can really do that reasonably.
So does that mean there's really nowhere to go but down?
Well, I think what it means is that the trees are taking up more carbon, and it shows the importance of trees in removing carbon from the atmosphere.
Again, WVU's Richard Thomas.
So it shows that we need to protect our forests, we need to maintain our forests and keep them healthy so that they can continue to take carbon dioxide out of the air so that it doesn't build up more. In other words, the trees taking the CO2 out of the atmosphere may ameliorate climate change. If the trees weren't there taking up CO2, it could exacerbate climate change.
This study on the unexpected role trees play in climate change is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.